Right, we. What is this? Oh, is this the View?
It's the View, bro. The PlayStation View.
College football. Oh man, what a game that was! You see, Miami talked all that shit and lost.
Bro, what happened to Michael Irvin?
Hey, real quick.
Michael Irvin, bro, he's still on that booger sugar.
Yo, he said, "We're gonna go to their house. We're gonna rip their throat off. Never gonna fall." I said, "Yo, something's wrong with this cat, man." Michael Irvin's always been that way, though. He's kind of always been like a strange individual, if you will.
Yeah, but that was a little bit too much hype, bro, for the game that they would eventually lose. I knew they would lose anyway, but...
You know what?
It was a lot closer than I expected.
Because they had so much controversy with that Tate Martell dude. Like, I'm sure every time, like, Justin, what was his name? the quarterback from Miami. Every time he made a mistake, they probably panned in on Tate Martell, like, well... And he's probably just sitting on the sidelines with his hands in his shoulder pads, just like, nah, that were me. That wouldn't happen. Florida's got a good team this year. I think they're like number 8.
Yeah, bro. Honestly, I didn't even think it should be ranked that high, man. I think they would probably end up losing to at least Alabama if they play Alabama.
Oh, dude, Alabama lose to Georgia. Alabama will smash their ass.
So that's two losses right there.
Two losses. They might lose to Kentucky. I'm joking. I don't know if they lose to Kentucky. I don't know. Man, oh, real quick, sorry guys. This is the Willing to Go Ham podcast reflection episode. Had a great weekend. Hopefully, you guys had a good weekend. Actually, I recorded this episode earlier today. Forgot to save it, so now I'm just re-recording it. I was like, you know what? I'd like to reflect with the friend.
Bro, you know what they call that?
What's that?
Take two.
I like that. Take two. This is take two. Oh man, this is a hell of a weekend, dude. What are we even gonna get? We're really just going based off. I just want to talk about all kinds of things, man. Don't really care much for baseball. I just figured that out.
I just figured we have some background.
Visuals. Oh yeah, that's we can talk about go along with that.
If I could get it to load.
Yeah, man. Actually, dude. So I am close to a lot of good things are happening, man. Once I get my Spectrum bill paid off, which is actually real nice about it, man. Knock on wood. Usually they send your ass to collections, or at least Roadrunner. Well, no, not Roadrunner. Yahoo, whatever. Mm-hmm. Whoever it was before, they'll send you to collections. But now they're real cool about it. They're chill. So I'm like, all right, bet. So I'll get my high-speed internet back in like a couple months.
What are you running right now?
What
are you running right now?
Like, on for internet?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a hotspot on my phone, so I watch all Netflix. That's why it's not so, like, I don't like to have a lot of, I mean, not to give insight, but kind of hard to have women come over, man, or people come over in general when I'm watching Netflix from my laptop. You know, that's not sexy. You know what I'm saying? I got a 54-inch or a 50, I think it's a 52-inch plasma TV.
You got a new TV?
No, it's the same TV. Oh, okay. I don't know if it's 52. I think it's like 48.
Okay, I was going to say, when did you get that?
Nah. I'm waiting for Black Friday to get that, a bigger TV.
Bro, Black Friday, man, I got this TV that you're looking at right here for
$400. $400, that's a lot, man. But for the price, though.
But it's a 4K, you know, smart TV. Dude. That usually they go around for like $800, $900.
Did you see the TV that they created, like... You know how, like, you got, like, a setting on your bed, you know? Like, you had the pillars and everything. And, like, the it looks like a roof on top of your bed. Well, they have something now to where you can set up a TV at the bed of your TV rather than, like, having to, like, so you're just laying there and the TV's right there. Like, just the whole TV. It's hard to describe.
Where you see this at?
It was on, like, Twitter.
Oh, shit.
I just seen it on Twitter, man.
Walmart?
Yeah, I don't know. It looked cool. It was like one of the Twitter pages where it's like relationship goals. Like, you know, they come up with all that dumb shit. And, I saw one where it was like they both had like black matte. Dude had a black matte Range Rover. Or he had like a Audi and she had like a Range Rover. I was like, first of all, my significant other would never get a Range Rover. Like, if I... Like, that's crazy. Unless she bought it herself. I mean, I don't know what I'm saying. Like, I say that now, but it's like, I'm not in a relationship to where, like, bro, I'm making that kind of bread.
I would recommend anybody get a Range Rover.
Oh, for real? Yeah, you're the car expert.
Off of clout, bro. Those things break down so easily.
Oh, for real? They don't talk about that on the Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
Absolutely not, bro. There's so much better cards you get.
Oh, man. Bryce Thompson arrested. Well, I don't even know who that is for assault. Must have been on one of them chicks out there. Ain't that a bitch?
Gotta be careful, fellas. Gotta be careful.
Yeah, be careful, man. Shit, we don't need that. What was the purpose of this pod? I don't even know. There really is no purpose, man. Shout out to Lex. Yo, so I asked Lex. Have you talked to him lately?
Not in a while, man. What's he up to? I mean, other than his usual DJing and stuff.
Oh, man. I talked to him, man. I guess my future ex-wife was out there. I ain't gonna say who. And I said a comment.
What are you talking about?
I made a comment to him, and he didn't respond. I was like, oh. I was like, hey, just so you know, man, shoot your shot. He's like, I think he's got a girl anyway. I think maybe.
Oh, bro, he's locked up, man.
Oh, that's why he didn't make that. He's probably looked up at it and was like, what is this? Jacques Weble. <Bleu." laughs> Or my Sake Blue, or whatever you say. I don't know how you say it, man. He's like, he's locked down.
He's good, bro. He's good.
Good for him, man. Oh, you want to talk about the. Let's get into this right now. This damn chicken sandwich, man. Let me talk about this Popeye's chicken sandwich real quick.
I still have not had a Popeye's.
I have had it. I had the normal crispy one.
I don't think I want to eat it anyways.
I'm trying to figure out, when did Popeye's ever have so much clout and just so much?
Never.
Like, when did people care about Popeye's this much?
Bro, until that chicken sandwich shit happened, it was nothing like it. Like, if I would ask somebody, what's the best chicken spot, they wouldn't tell me Popeye's.
Yeah.
They would say, Go Chicken Go. They would say, Church's. They would say, shit, I don't know.
They probably still wouldn't say Popeye's after the chicken sandwich, but.
People would recommend Buffalo Wings over. Buffalo Wild Wings over chicken from Popeye's.
Yo, Buffalo Wild Wings needs to come out with the chicken sandwich. They probably have one that they just don't talk about. They don't advertise it. But it's. So I had it, man. Waited about 20 minutes for it. You know, it was cool. I went inside. The line was snaked around. But I was able to...
Which one was this?
I was out in Overland Park. Oh, shit. Mission. I was at that one over there. They got a lot of construction going on.
They had Popeyes out there?
Mm-hmm. Damn. One out by Broadmoor. Out there on Broadmoor, right by Metcalf. They got one. So I went out there, man. I tried it out. And it doesn't taste that much different than Chick-fil-A. It's good. It tastes good. But... It's not like, there's no reason why a line should be wrapped around. That's marketing 101, bro.
They got your ass.
They got, yeah, man, that's marketing 101, for real. Like, Popeye's is seeing a huge boom. You know what Popeye's is? Popeye's is the Charlie Sheen of 2019, bro. Let me explain. Remember when Charlie Sheen had that little stint where he was just, like, winning? Like, remember that?
Yeah. Yep.
And then we found out he had AIDS.
Oh, man. That was wild, bro.
Not saying AIDS, having AIDS is funny. It's just funny how he just, like, out of nowhere, people were buying T-shirts. He was doing, like, guest appearances, man. And he was on there talking all kinds of shit.
I haven't heard a peep from him since.
Me either.
Did he disappear?
Nah, man. He's still alive. Like, remember, he had the two porn stars? Two porn star girlfriends. He goes, these are my goddesses.
He said goddesses?
He's like, and then, like, and then they go, they said, somehow it came up that, like, he did something. And he goes... Well, I have tiger's blood. There's no way. You can't have my blood. It's tiger blood. I'm like, dude, because your blood is AIDS infested, man.
Bro, he's delusional, man. These stars are so delusional.
Oh, man, he is. But you know who else is delusional? These people getting these chicken sandwiches. They're delusional. They're delusional. It's not that good, man. To wrap. Think about it. This is Popeye's chicken, bro. Popeye's chicken hasn't been advertised this well since Little Nicky. Have you seen the movie Little Nicky with Adam Sandler?
Bro, now that I think of it, I don't remember the last Popeye's commercial that I've seen.
Yeah, but you know what's crazy? I know the slogan, love my chicken from Popeye. But like, Little Nicky was a movie about like Adam Sandler and how like he was a son of the devil and he comes to the surface. The first thing he eats is Popeye's chicken and he's in love with it. Like he loves Popeye's chicken. And then all throughout the whole movie, like they just talk about Popeye's chicken at some point. That's the only time I think it's ever been advertised to that extent by, like, a huge star, you know? Other than that, nobody cares about Popeye's. It's just a thing in the past. That's why, like I said, Charlie Sheen was funny and, he, you know, he's a winning, you know, all that stuff, man. But I say by, like, December it's going to die down. Then you can get your chicken sandwich.
I'll give it by the end of September.
What? Yeah.
I guarantee you, this will die down by the end of September.
This is KC, yeah. Things are going to die down quick. Man. KC, yeah. We don't really get too many trades.
Like I said, I haven't had it. I'm not saying it's disgusting. I'm not saying it's good, but, bro, there's no reason to be waiting in line wrapped around the building.
I seen it, man. It looked like a scorpion's tail, just like wrapped around. Like,
can you at least get that Uber Eats or get Postmates? Or
yo, something? Can you imagine what kind of hell that is? If you got to get that, like if they're like they got to go get that, like you're sending them to go get it and wait. I bet you that's what's happening. They're waiting for that, man. It's sad, and like it's also not funny. Oh, it's funny, but it just happens to be like a lot of the people that are buying it that are going nuts over it are black people, like. They're putting that on Twitter.
Of course.
You see the video of the dude that jumped? He got into a fight with one of the Popeyes managers.
Oh, snap.
With a chick. Like, he got into a fight with a girl, man. And, like, he's outside, and he literally hopped through the window and, like, started fighting the girl.
Over the damn sandwich.
I think so, yeah. It was funny.
Could you imagine how much the chicken supply has been affected by this? Think about the prices of just chicken patties now. It has to go
well. And think about the chickens that, like, aren't ready to be slaughtered. They're just, like, putting them out. It's just, like...
Like, I mean, it has to affect that, bro. Like, because now all of a sudden...
We don't even know if it's real chicken breast, bro. We don't even know.
There we go.
We don't know. Like...
Yeah.
Like, have you seen... Have you ever had a lobster roll from McDonald's?
Bro, what the fuck is a lobster roll?
Yeah, we don't even know if it's real lobster.
I don't think I would ever eat a lobster.
The only way
I would eat lobster is however it comes, you know.
The only way I'll eat lobster...
boiled, whatever.
The only way I'll eat lobster is never. I'll never eat lobster. Bro, you don't know about lobster? Like, delicacies like that, man? Like, it's like... Imagine eating... And for those of you who like seafood, my apologies.
Bro, I love seafood.
Well, I look at that as eating... Like, they're like the cousins to like a crustacean. Crustaceans are like a cousin to like the insect. So basically you're eating a sea roach. Bottom dweller? You're eating a sea roach. Like shrimp, scampi, clams, mussels. Like, you're not supposed to be eating that stuff, man. That's what they say. I mean, if you can eat it, I mean, sure. I remember one time I think I got sick off a crab, dude. I got so sick, like really sick. I threw up for a week.
You gotta be careful, man, where you eat that. If you don't cook it right.
I threw up for a week straight, dude.
Hell no, bro. You probably lost about 10, 15 pounds.
Dude. I was like maybe 9 when I ate it. Dude, I was sick the whole time. So I left crab alone, bro. Matter of fact, I had a love for cheesecake back in the day.
Bro, I love cheesecake.
I do now. I do now, but I got sick off the cheese. What got it started was the cheesecake that I ate on this train. Yeah.
Wait, what train was this?
I don't know, man. That was a train that was here in KC. Like, we literally took a train to Milwaukee.
Amtrak?
Maybe.
I mean, it's the only one. I don't know if any others.
It might have been that. I didn't read shit back then. I just hopped on the train. Got sick on the train, bro. And I remember I threw up on my mom, and she was not happy.
How old were you, bro?
It's like 7, 8.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? So ever since then, crab, and then just the smell of crab, man, and like, I remember I saw that, everything I see that's disgusting is always on Twitter. This woman had like a giant lobster tail. Shout out to Q, butter dropping off the lobster tail.
What?
It's a Plies reference. Only Q. Snap. Q will get it.
Hey, shout out to Q, man. He's having a blast in LA, man.
Yeah, shout out to Q, man.
Is he on his way now?
He should be. We're supposed to go to Johnny's Tavern for wings and bros.
Hope he's in a safe flight. Make your home safe, man.
Yeah, man. He's out there doing some business, man. Shout out to the crew, man. Shout out to Jordan. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lou. Shout out to Martell, wherever you're at. I think Martell's got connections in space.
I think he's a secret agent.
I think he is, too. You think he's trying to, like, spy on us?
What if he's a secret agent for, like, Area 51?
Oh, dude. What if Martell's, like, an alien? Like, what if he's, like, really, like, he's just gathering information on us, and he just reports back to the mothership? But he's a human from, like, Earth 8. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the ultimate universe.
The ultimate universe. Yeah, Martell's like, these humans are stupid.
But bro, I mean, wrapping up that chicken fiasco, bro. I promise you, it will die down by the end of September, bro.
Good. And then I'll tell you what. And then
just
when
some time for the next big thing, when that would be.
Oh, dude. So I hope McDonald's comes out with something that's just like uberly disgusting, but they like, we got. McDonald's is now selling chitlins.
Like those Burger King tacos we just ate.
Oh my God, those tacos are not, those are nothing special. There's not a line wrapped around. Makes no sense to have Burger King tacos, man. But you know what? They're cheap.
Yep.
Tastes great.
$1.
It ain't rocking with Taco Bell, though, which I haven't had Taco Bell in months.
Me neither, bro. The last time I tried to go to Taco Bell, the one over here by the Buffalo.
Yeah.
It was like 6 p.m. and the doors are locked.
Dude, because they have so much turnover over there. Like, they got a lot of turnover. Like, bro, they quit. Man, there's a new manager.
Can't get a chalupa, man? Shit.
There's a new manager about every 8 minutes. It's crazy. Crazy out there, man. It's not. The chicken sandwich ain't worth it. And Chick-fil-A's got the utmost. I saw a meme. I was talking to Jordan about it today. And shout out to Kevin, too, man. Are we forgetting anybody on the shout outs? Anybody? That's about it. Shout out to the fam, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my brother.
Shout out to everyone doing their thing, well.
Doing their thing, you know. You listening? What was I just talking about?
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah. The outstanding service, it's great, right? So, so happens when you turn 27, though. You start forgetting things. It's crazy. But I saw, like, the meme was like, thank you for Chick-fil-A. Like, they said, like, you tell Chick-fil-A what you want. They go, it's my pleasure. They had a Popeyes, like, picture, and the dude said, like, all right, I'm going to fuck with you. Like, after, like, so I was telling Jordan today, me and Jordan were talking about it. It's like, yeah, let me get a biscuit and two fries or whatever, blah, blah, blah. All right, man, so, is that going to be all for you today? Yeah, that's it. All right, that's going to be $7.77. I'm going to fuck with you, though. They'll be like, wait, what?
I mean, that's kind of true, bro. It's a different culture. As far as this customer service.
Yeah, I think all the Chick-fil-A workers are robots. They might be robots. Oh, dude. Shout out to Jock. I forgot about Jock, man. It was Harrison's birthday today. I couldn't make it. But, yeah, man. I feel bad. I hate working this much. I really do. But rent's coming up.
Hey, so, man, you gotta do what you gotta
do.
Yeah,
man. Shout out to Jock, man. Shout out, you know, hopefully everything is good with him. I haven't talked to him a little bit here and there. What's the nitty gritty? So we got that marked off.
What'd you get into this weekend, man? So last night, bro, I just stayed home. I played Madden, just chill, bro.
I can't wait till I can just do that.
I didn't feel like going out at all, which is starting to become more of a thing for me. Where I don't feel like going out.
Ron, let me tell you, man. Once you hit
that 27 range, whatever, like you said.
Nah, well, here's the thing, man.
But I really enjoyed staying home.
Here's the thing. I know Q tells me not to time check. Hold on. Oh, we're only 17 minutes in, bro. I feel like we've been talking for 40 minutes. No, man. I thought about not going out last night, actually. But this guy comes in, right? His name is Jawan. Shout out to Jawan, man. So Jawan comes in, and he's actually the brother of Darren Sproles. Like, he's Darren Sproles' brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. But, like, you know, it didn't matter to me. Like, bro, because I treat everybody the same that I encounter at my job. So, like, you know, I was like, what's up, man? And, you know, I told him I'm an Eagles fan. And he goes, my brother played for them. I'm like, his brother's probably on the practice squad. He was like, who's your brother? He goes, Darren Sproles. I said, what?
Your eyes got big.
Like, I was like, what? Dude, what? And he could tell I was being sincere. Like, he was just like, it wasn't on some like, well, here, since you're Darren Sproles' brother, let me do this, let me do that. It was always like that from jump. Like, that's just kind of who I am. So, like, we're just talking, man.
How old is Darren Sproles?
Darren Sproles is like 36.
Dang.
And they don't do him any service on Madden 20. I saw his rating.
He went to Shawnee Mission Boy or something like that?
Southeast. He went to one of them schools out. They got like 88 schools out there, man. It's crazy. They don't do his numbers on Madden, bro. He's faster than like an 85 speed, bro. What the hell?
I wonder what his rating is.
His rating?
You got me curious now.
Dude, his rating is probably like, I think they got him at like an 83. It's not right, man. But, so I'm out there talking to him, man. Ron's really going to check this man's rating.
I'm going
to
pull it up.
Ron's really going to pull his rating. That's funny. So, he was telling, I was like, man, so Kevin called me, right? Now I'm about to address you in a minute, Kevin. Not in a bad way. I love you, but. Anyways, so he's like, Kevin calls me. I got Kevin on speaker. Kevin's like, yeah, man, let's meet up, man. I was like, where you at? We're in Lee Summit. You trying to come out here? I'm like, what?
Hold on, go out to Lee Summit?
Yeah, because we were supposed to meet at Westport, I thought. No. And then he goes, and he was like, I was like, nah, I'm not going to Lee Summit. I was like, just meet me out at Westport. Like, meet me at Ale House. So he goes, all right, I'll meet you out there. So he goes, look at the animation on this, bro. This is sick. Like, their fingers look real. Like, hey, bro, look at Drew Brees has traps. Or no, my bad, not traps. What do you call those? He's got a, what's his muscle here?
Triceps.
Yeah, he's got triceps. That's crazy, man.
Drew Brees has triceps.
Yeah, Drew Brees has triceps. They still run like robots, but man, that's dope though. So he's just like, yeah, man, you know, it's cool, man, just coming out. He's telling me all about, like, California and stuff like that and whatever. So I told him, he goes, so what you gonna do, man? He goes, you going out? I said, man, I don't know, man. I feel like I'm a little too old, man. I don't know if I can, you know, go out. He goes, how old are you? I'm 27. He's like, man, you better take your ass out, man. He goes, I'm 37. He goes, bro, the shit don't get easier after like, a certain age, man. He goes, you better just go out, kick it with your boys, have a good time. And I was like, all right, I think I'll do that.
So just that inspired you to go out that night?
Yeah, it was just that.
Okay.
Just that. So so I told Kevin, I'm like, yo, I'm heading out there. So I go to the normal spot, which, by the way, people are starting to catch on. Poor Andrew Luck, man. I noticed they put him on there, man. You might as well just take him out the game now.
Yeah, man, that's sad.
Just edit him out. We'll talk about that, too. So dude was like, I was like, I'm inspired by what he was saying. So I go out, man. At the behest of, like, you know, thinking I'd be alone. I had a feeling I would be, but I was, and you hit me up on Snap and said, you going out? Yeah, might as well. You know what I'm saying? Might as well check it out. So I did, man. So I sat in the parking lot for a moment. I got there around, like, 9-something. Literally laid in my car for, like, a good 10 minutes. Just, like, took a 10-minute nap.
In your car?
In my car, yeah.
How do you nap in your car, bro? Every time I try to do it, it
never works out. Dude, I just do it, man.
It's just not comfortable.
I get in the zone, bro. When it comes to napping, like, dude, I would say ask... Never mind.
Wait, you took this nap when you got to Westport?
Yeah.
Bro, shouldn't have been a sign like, damn, maybe this night is not going
to
be...
You know, it should have been, man. But I was already out there, man. I was like, dude, just for a moment. Because I was waiting for Kevin. Which Kevin ended up not showing up. So I was just like, all right, well...
Could you imagine if you would have just fell asleep for like 3-4 hours and you wake up? No, imagine waking up. It's like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God. Yo, that's what my friend Michaela did. Shout out to Michaela Mills. Michaela got drunk and she fell asleep like somewhere downtown with her car still running, man. I was like, dog, what? And she woke up and I was trying to find her. Like, matter of fact, remember when she called and she was like, I thought she was in trouble. So I was like, I'm about to go find her. Man, so I'm circling around all over downtown KC trying to find her. Had her GPS, her ping location, or whatever you call it. So I'm driving around. Yo, she was like in like behind like one of the like a building. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, damn. So I went home and I'm like, where were you at? And she said she went to sleep with her car on. And I was like, yo, how much gas did you burn?
She could have gotten in a lot of trouble for that too, man. I don't know if she was drinking or not, but she could have gotten.
No, well, no one found her, man. I mean, no, she found herself. She woke up and realized what had happened. So,
gotta be careful with that.
Yeah, man, I was worried, bro. Shout out to Michaela. Love you, Michaela. I didn't mean to disclose all that, but that was just an example of like sleeping in your car because she was out like a light. So, I woke up. You know what I'm saying? Did a little stretch. Walked the L. These little
the
workers at the steakhouse or whatever, they were like, we thought you were dead. I was like, huh? Nah, man.
And they didn't call the police.
Yeah, they called. They called. I wake up, man. Cops.
We thought you were dead, but we just gonna see what happened.
Cops. If you wake up. Hey. So I walked the L house, man. Walk in there. I'm dolo, bro. By myself.
Hold on. You said dolo?
Yeah.
Explain the dolo.
Dolo. That's like. Solo dolo?
Oh, okay.
Like, that's the word. That's another word of saying like dolo.
I thought that was like a new thing I'm missing.
Nah. So I was dolo, man. Ron's getting ready to check his rating. But so like I walk in, man, and I don't even know where to start. Like it was just, all right. So I walk in, bro. I learned that, like, you can't be a lame, and you can't, like, you can't, like, not have a drink in your hand. It just looks sketch. You know what I mean?
I mean,
like, you can't, like, if you're by yourself.
We do that all the time.
We do, but, like, we're in a group. But, like, when you're by yourself, it's, like, to some, and plus I was thirsty, too. Like, I was definitely thirsty. But I just kind of felt like, I was just like, man, like, I got to have something in my hand. I got to have something, you
know. So what'd you end up getting?
Just water.
Because, yeah, I was going to say, you never drink.
Yeah, just got water.
Yeah, bro, there's nothing wrong with water.
So I got me some water, you know what I'm saying? Did that. And when I got the water, like, I was sitting, like, near one of the I'm near the DJ booth. To me, that's the best place to be at Ale House, that's the best
spot. I think in any club, that's the best spot.
So I'm by the DJ booth, bro. You know what I'm saying? DJ was some dude with glasses. He was dope. Like, they played all the good hits, bro. Like, there wasn't a time when I was just sitting there going, like, what the hell is this? I mean, yeah, he played a couple songs
was
like that.
Was it a new DJ?
Nah, I think it was the same one. Like, it wasn't DJ Donna. It wasn't Ashton Martin. It was another cat. Okay. They got like, a rotation of, like, 5 or 4 people.
Okay.
So, like, of course they played that 100% That Bitch song or whatever that song goes. You know what I mean? Well, it's like, it's like something like, I just took a DNA test and it turns out I'm 100% that bitch. Like, you ever seen that?
No, bro, I'm not familiar
it's,
with
it's,
it.
Oh, it's neither dumb. Do I want it's, to hear. It's ridiculous.
So, no, thank you. I don't want
to
hear that.
So, like, that song played or whatever. But before all that, I started grooving, bro. I was just doing my thing, watching all these other girls dance.
Hold on, so is it the usual where there's, like, people clustered around the booth? And, like, we go out there, we start a group, we start a little circle.
Yeah, but this time I did it by myself.
So, like, did you get people around you?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So this is the cool part. This is the wild part. So I go out, go back to the DJ, or go back to the bar to get some more water. And these girls came in, bro. There was 3 of them. These chicks were bad, man. Like, whew, so bad. And, yo, it was just like, the whole room stopped when they, like, came in. Like, they all just, like, stopped. There was one chick that was mixed. The other one was some sort of Asian. The other one was, like, a white girl. Tall. She had to have been, like, 5'9". But she had heels on.
And 5'9 with heels?
No, 5'9". Like, she was 5'9 without the heels. But she had heels. So I'm assuming she was 5'9". But, like, with the heels, she was about 6'1". Like, 6 foot. Bro, so they come in, bro, just thick, bro. Like, I'm talking the whole club, every dude in the club, you knew, like, I was like, yo, these chicks, what's the, 80? Are you serious? Darren Sproles is 80? Miles Sanders is 70? All right, that makes sense.
What would you expect Darren Sproles to be?
At least 85.
14 years in the league?
Nah, man. Tom Brady, you know, never mind. I can't even compare the... You don't even want to compare all that. Yes, the girls come in, bro. Just they came out dressed. They came out dressed up, man. They tried to turn some heads, man. But one of the things I noticed, and I was telling Jordan about this, man. All these dudes was breaking their necks, but not saying nothing. Like, none of them said anything to these girls.
That's more common, man. Like, a lot of guys.
Do you think it's because it's like rejection? Like, you think they're afraid of rejection?
Yeah, that's one thing. But I feel like as a whole, us guys, we're just not taking shots like we should be.
Yeah, but like, so why? So
especially in person, bro. Like, we'll be in DMs, but we won't do anything in person.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And I mean, I speak from experience because I've tried to get in some DMs.
Damn, you know, for real.
Some with success and others with.
Is that why you asked me that one day? You were like, "Yo, so like, what's your?"
Yeah, because that's man. Shout out to Julie if you're listening.
Shout out to Julie. Hey, real quick, hold on. We need to address this now. Julie, I don't know why you unadded me on Snapchat, but you better add me back.
But all right. That's how me and Julie started talking. I hit her up in her DM.
Oh, well.
But like I was saying, man, in person, I don't know why we just don't take our shots.
I think it's a fear of rejection, but I think that women take rejection harder than dudes do. I think it's like if a girl is obviously not attractive, right? She's attractive. Just like for like the app Bumble, right? Bumble, the girls got to shoot their shot. They got to DM you.
Yeah.
But like women complain about, well, I want a guy to say something other than hey or what's up. Well, guess what the girls do? Hey or what's up? They do the same thing. So if a girl comes at you that's like really attractive, but you're just like, nah, I'm good. Well, she's not used to being rejected. Then it's just like it really kind of messes with some of their heads. So I think like, but I noticed that night that like all these dudes are looking at these girls. They're just like, they're just talking, just like. So I took it upon myself. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna say something to him. I'm gonna just say something, just anything. So this dude comes up, man, and like this dude, shout out to Jazz, man. Saw the home. This guy named Jazz. He was out. He's cool, man. Jazz comes up and like he was with another with these. His name is Jazz. Yeah. So Jazz comes up. I'm talking to him. He goes, man, hey. He was like, yo, them girls, man. He goes, they all right. He goes, you gonna go talk to them? I said, yeah, I think so. He goes, all right. So Jazz walks off, and this other two group of dudes come up, man. They're sitting there drinking their drinks, talking about, bro, which one should I get on, man? Kind of like a middle school dance. These guys, they started dancing aggressively, like aggressively twerking. It was crazy.
Wait, the girls were?
Yes.
Okay, I thought for a second, I'm like, wait, the guys were aggressively twerking? What?
Hell no.
Oh, shit.
So, 82, wow, I should have seen that coming. Oh, you got the updated rosters. They got Josh McCown. Okay, I see you. Before they started dancing, this Indian dude comes up to him, right? This goofy Indian-looking guy, man. Came up with his polo.
Guys are not scared to shoot their shots.
They're not, but you, because you know why? Because he knows he's got a future. He knows
he also
that
has
some.
Money, yep. He got intelligence and he has money.
He knows that someday she's going to be working for him in his corporate office.
Bro, like, shout out to all these Indians, man.
Shout out to the Indians, man.
Awesome people, nice people, smart.
Yo.
They work hard. I've met a lot of them.
Yo, I'm telling
you. One thing I've realized, man, in the club, these guys do not.
Nah, man, because it's like someday they're just looking at go, oh, okay, all right.
They have no fear.
Next thing you know, they need a secretary. That chick from the club that turned them down 5 years ago. Hey, aren't you the girl from the club? Oh my, what's your name? Savtosh? Is that your name? He's like, no, my name is actually Gerald. But like, oh, you know what I meant? No, actually, I didn't know.
Ladies, go ahead and keep rejecting them. You'll be working
keep
for
rejecting.
Them
yeah,
years.
you go ahead, reject them. The next
You'll
thing
be asking them for a raise.
Asking them, yeah, but hey, you want to get drinks? No, sorry, I have a wife at home. She's way better than you. So like, this Indian dude comes up and starts talking to him, and in my mind. I thought nothing of it. Then this dude goes, man, see, he over there, he got him now. And I said, huh. So the light bulb went off on my head, and I go, all right, I'm going to just say something. So I turn around, and I'm like, look, watching TV again, but I'm just kind of just like thinking about, I'm just kind of like observing the whole scene as a whole. And I'm like, yo, like, this is a battlefield, bro. Like, and then I was like, I'm ready for war. Let's go.
I don't ever feel like it's a battlefield because nobody's shooting shots.
Battlefield as far as just like...
No pun intended.
Boom.
Hey.
So like, it's not a battlefield. Like, to me, it's...
I don't feel like it's competitive.
Sorry, not a battlefield. It's a war zone. A war zone. Meaning like, yo, you just got to go for it. In a war zone, in a sense of like landmine. So the landmine is if like, hey, you walk up, you try to dismantle it or whatever... And it blows up in your face. The blow up in your face is her saying no, get away, or her curving you. Like,
see, the worst way that I could, what that I think, getting curved is, say you go up to a girl in the club and she just like walks away from you or like tries to run away from you.
Right.
Rather than say, oh no, I'm good, or I got a boyfriend, or I'm with somebody, just like cold shoulder and just like walks away.
But you know what? You got
looking like dumb as hell.
So I wonder what the fear of rejection does it come from? The fear of being rejected. Or the fear of being seen getting rejected?
Both.
Okay,
definitely
so I learned that, like, bro, none of that shit matters. Just go. Like, because you know what? The dudes that see you get rejected, bro, are the same dudes that would never take that shot. And then they go, ah, oh, she, then the dudes that she, the guy that gets rejected, you see him walk past, she goes, man, she's stuck up. No, you're just not her type.
Yeah.
Okay. You're just not her type. Like, she's not stuck up. You may, or maybe you came at her in a certain way she didn't
exactly,
like.
Bro. Exactly.
So, I turn around again. I'm looking again. And this time, this is the part where they're aggressively twerking. This girl, her name was Taisha. So bad, bro. It was Taisha, Brenna, and I think the other one's name was like, I don't know what her name was. So, Taisha told me to call her Ty. So, I don't know if she'll ever hear this, but Ty, yo, she could dance, man. So, she was aggressively twerking this dude out of his shoes, right? Or out of his twerk this indie dude out of his loafers.
Hey, I'm like picturing that right now.
Yeah, the dude, he's like, he didn't know what to do. And the whole time, she wasn't even trying. So I was like, man, she kind of gave me this look like, she kind of rolled her eyes and was like, man, this is kind of boring. And I'm like, I was like, you having fun? She goes, no. And I was like, all right. I was like, I'm going to come find you next song. And she gave me this look like, oh, really? Like, I was like, yeah. I was like, hey, I got you next song. She goes,
did you find her?
Yeah, I was right there, though. I never left. I was right there.
I was
there.
Thinking you said that and then left. And then
no,
you
said, like,
looking for her. Where'd she go?
I was like, I got you next song. And she was like, what are we going to see? I was like, all right. Song plays. So I can't remember what song it was. Song plays, man, and like it was her and like her and her friends. They were all just like dancing. So she started. I think it was what song was that? The one is like I want a slim thing. Twerk. Yeah. So I was like, so she started dancing. It was a do it, baby, stick it, baby, lick it, baby, lick it, baby.
Hold on.
Oh my goodness, that part came on, bro, and she just started twerking. I was like, so I'm looking, and she just started doing her thing. So these dudes are behind me. These dudes are like, ooh, look at her. I'm like, all right, I'm about to take action. Got behind her, bro, started dancing. She looked back and started rolling her back. I was like, I was like, it's getting serious.
Bro, you guys are way too amused by just average dancing.
I was like, yo.
I'm
like,
sure she wasn't doing anything special.
No, to them, she was. Like, to me, it was just like dancing. But she was, and there's a reason. Well, I'm not going to say there's a reason why. She started dancing, bro. So I'm like, okay. So I'm dancing with her, bro. And we're just having fun, bro. That's it. And I said, hey, yo, you got moves. I rock with that. She goes, yeah, I'm just here to have fun. You know what I'm saying? And she was like, none of these other dudes will come up and talk. None of these other dudes will come up and say nothing. So,
she said that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So then that's when it hit me. I'm like, dude, like, these girls, they want to be talked to, bro. They want to be talked to. And, like, even if you're not their type, like, they'll still rock with you. I feel like it's like there's dudes that they're, like, attracted to. There's dudes they can be cool with. And then there's dudes that, like, they just don't want to rock with at all.
Yep.
And so, like, me coming there by myself, bro, like, I already had that vibe of just, like, yo, I'm just having fun, man. I'm just trying to have fun. Like, I'm not trying to take you home. You know what I'm saying? Would I have taken her home? Of course I would have.
See, that's another thing, too. Like, it's not always about, oh, man, I got to take you back to the crib. Like, no, why can't you just meet a new friend? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, but I think that, like, that comes with the level of interest that I think a woman has. Like, because, like, you can't say it doesn't happen because, like, I've seen Jock, like, he's taking girls home.
Yeah, but it's based off of, like, I'm not saying it's impossible, but I feel like, at least to me, it's not always about that.
No, okay. Subconsciously, it is. If you see an attractive girl, like, would you want to take her home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not my only goal, you know what I mean?
It shouldn't be, but, like, the goal isn't to be a friend, per se. Like, okay, let me take that back. Yeah. Like, to being a friend is cool, because I think forming a friendship is important before you go down that road. You don't want to base that off of just, like, taking her home and smashing her out.
Yeah.
But you also have to draw that thin line between, like, yeah, it's a friendship, but then, like, you don't want to be, like, in the friend zone.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You gotta learn when to draw that line.
Yep, definitely.
If that's not what you want, if you want to be her friend, then by all means do that. But, like, you don't want to, if you're trying to be the dude that's, like, her object of desire, or, you know what I'm saying, or, like, you know, she wants you in her space, versus she wants you in her space just to talk about her problems and other dudes, and you're like, yo, I'm better than this dude. And then things get weird. You try to shoot your shot then, but it's like you're 6 months in and you're friends with her. She's telling you about her whole life story.
Bro, what if you're trying to be her next husband?
If you are, like, the individual?
Yeah, just in general.
What if you see I wouldn't trust any girl that I met. Okay, let me take that back. I was going to say, I wouldn't trust any girl that I met at a bar or a club to be, like, my wife. But my shout out to the homie Cade Crow. Shout out to Cade. He's getting married next week, and he met his girl at a bar. She's really cool.
I feel like every woman at some point in their lives, they go to a bar or a club. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying, I'm sure some do more than others.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm not going to say, oh, because you're at a club, you probably are not wife material.
That's painting.
Your first time in, I don't know, a couple months?
That's painting with a broad brush.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I've learned to kind of chill out with that, kind of, sort of. And for me to say, like, oh, I couldn't do that. No, like, I say that, but you never know, man. Because the girl that you meet at Target could be the same girl that's twerking downtown. Yeah, yeah. Or meet a nursing student, man, or a chick in nursing. She's the same girl out there twerking her ass. You know, I don't even know what these chicks did. Who knows? I know what one of them did, though. So, just getting back on topic, my fault. Long story short, shoot your shot, fellas. All right, just shoot your shot. Don't. You look stupid, gawking over this chick and not doing nothing, just staring at her. They want you to come talk. Women want. They want us to come talk to them, man.
Bro, I'm glad that you got enlightened in that.
Like, regard. They want you to. Like, if you see it, especially if, like, if you're making eye contact and they're making eye contact with you and they keep the eye contact, you just look away, sip your drink, and look away. Yo. That's kind of like rejection to some women, too. Like, it's like, oh, okay, never mind. Like, and then, and also don't do this. I saw a guy do this, man. Or actually, I've done this before myself. Make eye contact with a girl. This happened like a couple years ago. Make eye contact with a girl, smile at her, look, then go away from her. Then you come up and try to talk to her. Nah, man, it's all in one false swoop. Just boom. That's all you got to do. So, after I danced with her, you know what I'm saying? She was cool. She was like, these guys, you know, they don't want to come up. And it's cool. Me and my girls, we have a good time. We're just trying to have a good time. So I was like, yeah, so what's up? So I'm like, I think I walked back over to the table. And the blonde chick, I think her name was Brenna or something like that. I don't remember what her name was. She comes up to me. She goes, hey. I said, what's good? And I'm like, yo. And she goes, yeah, she goes, you seem like you're a lot of fun. I was like, yeah. I was like, for sure. Like, I came out here by myself. Like, she goes, really? I was like, yeah, I did. And she goes, just out of nowhere, she just goes, I'm a stripper. I was like, what?
Out of nowhere?
Yeah, I was like, stripper. Yeah, I was like, what? She goes, I'm a stripper from Tulsa. I said, what? From Tulsa? She goes,
is this why the music is playing?
Yeah, so that's why, like, that's why I'm so sounding like that. Yeah, so I had to repeat herself. I was like, I'm what? You know, DJ's up, boom, 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 boom. She's like, I'm a stripper from Tulsa. I'm like,
that's another thing, man. Music is way too loud in these clubs these days, man. How you supposed to have a
conversation? Let me get to that. You're not supposed to have a conversation in the club, bro. It's supposed to be boom, boom, boom. That's it. The whole act, I feel like you want to go meet up somewhere and talk, go to a coffee shop, man.
Yeah.
You're there to dance. Like, you're not there to make conversation. That's why I don't understand how Kevin could just sit in there and have a conversation with me about things, man. Shout out to Kevin. I love you, man.
Kevin, we don't know how you do it.
I don't know how he does it, man. Kevin can hold a conversation in the club better than anybody I know. And he can, and his attention span is, like, locked onto a subject.
He doesn't even have to strain his voice.
Like, no.
He just speaks.
Because you can hear him. Like, it's weird. Like, I lose my voice in the club. Kevin, bro, you can hear him clearly over the music.
Absolutely.
He's not. Kevin's not loud. He's just, like, there, it's just, and then you look away, and Kevin's still having a conversation. Like, what'd you say? Oh, I was just talking about this on Sports Center. I'm like, yo, what? But yeah, man. So like, eventually, like, so I was like, that's what's up. But I was like, I see you got those moves, man. She started, you know, started dancing some more, and then they eventually just walked off because like, wasn't no dudes like coming up. Like, I was the only dude that came up to him.
See, imagine if you had two other guys
along. Well, okay, so I forgot I left this part out.
That could have completed the.
The two dudes that came up to me, right? They came up and they're like, man, they bad, man, they bad. Well, they had actually, like, when I walked up and started talking to them, then that's when they came up and started talking. So I'm looking at both of these dudes like, yo, who are you two dudes? I don't even know y'all. So I was like, where your asses was at, man? You guys are trying to get in my spoils, man. What y'all doing? So he's like, yeah, man, you know, we saw y'all, man, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, you guys are lame, man. Like, you guys are trying to piggyback off my momentum. So they leave. I'm there by myself again. So then, like, I meet up with these other two girls there. Hella cool. Shout out to Schaefer and shout out to Sierra, man. Real cool chicks that I met out there. And, like, I was just, the matter of the girls on my Snapchat, you probably seen them.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, those two
girls.
Did you get their contact info? Yeah, bro. They added me on IG. I don't understand that. They just say, what's your Instagram? And I'm like,
hey, well, lucky you got one, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you didn't have one? And the baddest girl you ever met asked you for it?
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, well, I can get your number, though. I don't give that out. Dun, dun, dun. So, like, the whole night, I'm just vibing with them, man. And this dude, Jazz, was like, apparently he's the wingman of the best wingman of KC. I beg to differ. I think I'm the better wingman because he did some outlandish like stuff. He walked up to these girls and goes, he told them I was on the practice squad for the Chiefs. Then he says, yeah, it's my homeboy. And she goes, really?
Oh, goodness.
Have you met Darwin Thompson? I said, yeah, yeah. He goes, bro, just go with it. Go with it. I'm like, all right. So I had her convinced for a good like 5 minutes. Then she goes, wait a minute. She's like, you're not on the practice squad. I was like, yeah, you're right. You got me. And she's just like, you're lying. And I'm like, what? You never lied before. Like, huh? So.
You guys are crazy,
bro.
Y'all really went with that?
Yeah, he did it like all the whole night. But I think he was doing it to be funny. And because, you know, he got a kick out of it. So I'm just like, man, this dude's crazy, man. So as the night went on, man, end up talking to Schaefer and Sierra. And we were just vibing, bro. Like, it was just cool. You know, I never thought that I'd vibe with two chicks out there. Like, and I think both of them were talking. They were both talking to somebody. But, like I really like being in a female's presence, bro. Like, when you're in, the presence of a female, of a gorgeous woman. Mm-hmm. Not on some, like, oh, like, I want to drink your bath water. Like, no. But just, like, when you get to, like, know, when you're talking to them as a person, like, when you talk to them, like, just, like, normal. You know, I was having, like, a deep conversation with this girl, Schaefer, about, like, the found, like, relationships and what she expects and, like.
In the club?
No. We went to Harpo's after this.
Oh, y'all went to Harpo's?
We went to Harpo's. So they asked me. They're like.
See, Harpo's, that's where you go to have a conversation.
Yes. Yeah. That's a great place to have a combo. Great place.
So yeah, good choice.
Like, so, well, no, I didn't. Well, they were going there because she was going there to meet this guy. Sierra was going there to meet this guy that she had met or whatever. So,
like, they just invited you to tag along with.
Yeah, they just invited me to tag along.
I see you.
So I was like, all right, I'll go.
Dolo King,
man. So I was out there, man, and I was just like, yo, like, we're just walking. We're all talking. Like, I was like, where are you guys from? And yada yada yada. Just have a normal talk, bro. Not once I was like, no, man. Like, I was just, you know, like, stuttering over your words because they were both gorgeous, man. But I was just like. Yeah, like, I was just chilling. Like, we're just chilling. So, and then, of course, I went out there. And I'm never really alone when I go out to Westport because sadly, I know everybody, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
Westport's kind of, it's getting a lot smaller these days.
It is.
Even if you go solo, you can meet, you know, link up with somebody that you know.
Yeah, like that. And but at Ale House that night, I didn't know anybody. Like, nobody. That's like,
a shocker.
I didn't know anybody, but I knew who they were. Never, like, they're familiar faces. Like, I see them all the time.
But, like, nobody personally?
No. Okay. Didn't know anybody out there, bro. Okay. I was out there by myself. And I managed to make a bunch of new friends. And I hang out with two really cool chicks, man. So we go out to
Harpo.
We go to Harpo's, man, and, like, just chilling. And ran into a couple of my old friends from high school. Ran into my dude, Cade, which brings it home to the notion of saying at first you can't meet your wife at like a bar or club. Well, Cade met his girl at Harpo's, believe it or not. Shout out to Cade and Bentley.
It can be done, bro. Yeah. I believe it can be done. I'm sure it's not the most likely place.
No, yeah, but you know what? It can. It happened the way that he described it, man. Well, go ahead.
This brings me to my next question.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're not expecting to meet these girls in clubs, right?
Right.
And it's not, or if it's frowned upon for you to hit them up in their DMs, then when the hell are you supposed to, how are you supposed to shoot their shot? You know, how's that supposed to work? You know what I mean?
Well, most guys haven't figured that out yet. They just stuck. Yeah. And then they get upset. So
that's the question. That's the catch-22.
Well, look, man, I say this. Play to your strengths. If your strength is being, like, my DM game sucks, dude. I'm terrible in the DMs. I'm better in person. Some people are afraid to talk, like, in person. So their DM game is on point. Like, it's like they could be Trey Songz in the DMs, but in person, they're like McLovin.
Yeah, you know, but I'd rather, you know, have all my interactions in person, bro. Because especially these days, man, some girls, they just have DMs that they don't reply to just so they can say, hey, look, I didn't reply to
this. Dude, yeah, we know a certain girl. I ain't gonna say her name, but she's real big into fitness. She was nothing. All of a sudden, now she's into fitness and working out at Planet Fitness. I ain't gonna say her name, but yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
I think I do.
You know, yeah, I ain't gonna. Yeah, man. She's cool. Shout out to her. I ain't gonna say her name, but yeah, she's cool.
Yeah,
but
bro, yeah, nine out of ten times.
DMs are
meeting person, bro.
DMs are flooded probably right now. And I, who did I ask that? There was a girl I was talking to out there. And I was like, oh, I can't remember who it was. I was like, I would love to see what your DMs. Oh, Kelly, my the property manager for Cordillera.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, I would love to see what your DMs look like.
How the hell did that conversation?
I don't remember, man. I was just like, cause we were just talking about like she's talking about guys.
So then you go to your apartment. Look her up.
Yeah, I'm like,
hey, remember when I asked you about your
day? Hey, real quick, hey, before I pay this light bill, I got to know. But yeah, this weekend to me brought a lot of clarity as far as like women and just like women aren't that complex. Like,
what if
not.
You hit your property manager and their DMs, right? Like, yo, what's up? Let's go out. And then she sends you back your bill.
Yeah, she's like, this is what's up. Looks like your rent is up because you had a late payment.
Yeah, well, I would delete Instagram.
I'd be like, yeah, you're never gonna find me again. But yeah, man. Overall, this weekend just brought a lot of clarity, and just like, oh yeah. Well, I meant to do a full shout out, but like, I think Cade gets married like next Saturday.
I'm not sure who Cade is.
Cade Crow, man. Look, he's the only dude that could really beat me in a dance off. You know why? Because he could do a backflip.
Oh, okay.
So here's why he could beat me in a dance-off. I challenged him to one last dance-off, and he tried to bring his girl into it. He goes, yeah, we're doing a choreographed, you guys are doing choreography. And I guess she could dance, too. So I was like, well, damn. I was like, who? Just pick a chick out of a crowd and just go, hey, we're going to challenge him, and we're probably going to lose. Because they probably both can do backflips. So, yeah, man. So
relationship goes.
Yeah, man. So Kay's doing his thing, man, and, you know, living life and everything, and I'm glad that like we can still be cool. I haven't talked to him like in a long time since then, but I still follow up with him on Instagram and stuff like that. He's doing a lot of cool things, so I did tell him I'd give him a shout out. Who else did I say I'd give a shout out to?
I have no idea, bro.
Yeah, you wouldn't know. I said I'd give a shout out. Oh, so, yeah,
bro,
Jazz.
You need to get a list of people that you're supposed to give shout outs to.
No, because it changes every episode.
That way you don't miss people out. Next thing you know, they'll unsubscribe you and then you'll have no followers.
Oh, wow. That's weird. I'm subscribe, you know, have no followers.
But yeah, bro, what you talked about is from your experiences this weekend has really enlightened me. And, like, just taking shots, man.
Dude, just go. Bro, like,
including myself, man. We all need to take
like,
our shots.
Because we got a group of dudes, bro, that are all just, like, we're all funny. We're all unique, bro. Like, yeah, we're likable guys, man. Yeah. So, but we've been, like, sitting on the sideline and letting, like, lame dude, not lame guys, but like guys who were like, yo, how did he? Yep. Because he just did it. Like, yep. Who cares?
Bro, I ask
about
myself this question every single day. Like, I'll be looking at, I don't know, Facebook, Instagram. It's like, man, how did he end up with her? Or how did, it's like, it's crazy.
Oh, listen, rather than asking how did he end up with her, just do it. End up with her. End up with a girl like her. End up with whoever. That goes for women too. Ladies, don't be afraid to shoot your shot, man. And that's another thing. Like,
bro, everyone shoots your shot.
One of the things that helps,
whatever
I think.
Whatever you're into.
Oh, yeah. Whatever you're into, yeah. Shoot your shot, man. One of the things that helps, though, at least that helps me, is just, like, asking them, like, hey, how's your night going? Just something simple. A lot of girls, I don't think they expect that. And I mean that, because I really wonder how their night's going.
Simplicity, man. Simplicity.
Yeah. Walking up, hey, girl. Can you imagine being one of them Negroes just walking up, hey, girl, what's your sign? Dudes really used to ask what your sign was. Are you serious?
Well, really?
Yeah, that wasn't like that's real.
I don't they want to know what they're that, man.
As if they're some sort of astrologist or something.
I don't care about any of that stuff.
Yeah, I don't even know what I astronomy.
Am. Virgo, liberal, who cares?
You said liberal.
Liberal,
conservative.
Liberal.
Liberal, conservative. We don't know what that is. But yeah, man. So yeah, I think that's all I wanted to talk about on this podcast, man. Ronnie, got anything you want to say?
Man, like my boy Christian said, man. We need to shoot our shots more, as guys especially.
Shoot your shots. You never know what that's going to lead you to, man.
A lot of times I've been sitting on the sideline, like you mentioned, and at the end of the night, I'm like, damn, why didn't I say anything?
Yeah, man. It's just...
In fact, I remember last time we were out, shout out to Jock, but he told me that there was this one girl who was really, really good looking. And he was like, man, I love this girl. I'm like, I'm thinking, well, shoot your shot, man. But
he's got to stop saying that.
I don't know if he did or not. I don't think he did, but
he's got to stop saying that. He doesn't love her.
But I need to shoot my shot.
Wait, you talking about the girl from Yard Bar?
No, this was at Ale House. Oh, okay. She was, I think she was a mix.
Oh, the one, when you talking about when she, Darian was there?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Everybody Darian. Shout out to D, man. Shout out to Darian Harris, man. He was there, yeah. He dipped after that. I didn't see him after that night. I don't know where he went, but he, last time I checked, he's doing something somewhere. I don't know where. But, yeah, so we're going to just conclude it with that, man. Hey, this is the Willing to Go Ham podcast featuring my dude, Ron. Anything you want to say, Ron? Anything else? You done?
No, man, that's it, man. Shout out to everybody who listens. We appreciate you guys.
Yes, yes, yes. And, oh, yeah, please hit that like button, or not like button, but hit the 5-star button. Give me a 5-star rating on iTunes. If not, I'm probably just going to do like a...
At least give him a 4.5.
Give me a 4, yeah. Give me something like that, man.
Can you do 4.5?
No, just 4.
Okay.
But I've been getting 5s lately. But,
I mean, because you ever see a rating that's like 4.5? It's like, how does that... Is it because of an average?
I
wish...
If I ever get a half in anything...
How do they put in those little, like, decimals and shit?
I don't know, but I'd be hurt if they gave me a 0.5-star. And then I want to know why.